Next year in France, young women between the ages of 15 and 18 will have access to birth control free of charge and without parental notification. The French government says the goal is to reduce pregnancies that result from a mixture of ignorance, taboo, and lack of access to contraception. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
This family planning clinic in a gritty neighborhood in the east of Paris offers information and advice on issues like birth control, abortion, and sexual abuse. In a sitting room, a counselor talks to a handful of teenage girls. Clinic director Isabelle Louis says the young women who come here aren't necessarily poor. She says many hail from well-off families and live on the other side of Paris.
But it's not very easy for young women to go to see a family doctor and to ask contraception. A lot of them are afraid that the doctor would tell their parents that they came.
Starting in January, these girls' anonymity will be protected by law at their family doctor's office, and the cost of the consultation and contraception will be picked up by the state. Under current rules, teenagers wanting absolute anonymity with a doctor would have to pay for the visit in cash without submitting a claim to get the money back. And birth control is only partially reimbursed by the French state. Only clinics like this one are free. The French health minister says the new measures will help protect teenagers from low-income families and from families where sexuality is a taboo subject. 17-year-old Marie, who doesn't want to give her last name, is visiting the clinic for the first time. She says she didn't know about the new law, but she thinks it's good and probably will see her family doctor next time.
Yeah, I think so. Because I know him, so I trust him more, I think.
Marie is in her senior year at a very competitive Paris high school and says she cannot risk getting pregnant. But she comes from a very Catholic family and says her parents wouldn't approve of her sexual activity.
They don't want me to have sex with a lot of guys because they think sex means love too. So they want me to have like a sexual activity with feelings.
So what about you? How do you feel about that?
I feel the same. I do have a sexual activity with my boyfriend. Because I love him.
While birth control generated a vitriolic debate in the U.S. election campaign this year, the measure was adopted in France without a battle of any kind.
Ils viennent d'horizons différents comme celui de la santé.
One organization named Claire did oppose it. Claire is a Catholic group that counsels young people about sexuality and relationships. A video on their website shows volunteers going into schools to talk to adolescents. Jean-Hugues Tisson is president of Claire.
We think reimbursing contraception is a hygienist approach to sexuality, like the only thing that matters is health. We think it goes beyond that.
Tisson says his group tries to explain that marriage brings the body and spirit together. He says the French government would do better to spend the money on more effective sex education in schools rather than contraception. Back at the clinic, 17-year-old Sabrina looks a bit nervous in the sitting room. It's her first time here, too, but she didn't come for birth control.
My father wants me to do a virginity test and get a virginity certificate. He says if I'm not a virgin, he's going to send me back to Morocco.
Sabrina says she has not had sexual relations yet, but she doesn't think she'll wait till marriage either, despite her father's threat. Counselors here say the new law may not solve every problem, but by giving young women like Sabrina other options for anonymous information, advice, and free care, it's a step in the right direction. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.